Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dwight House, and you're listening to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 7. It's been not quite a month this time since the last podcast, but ever since the two podcasts ago on episode number 5, where the podcast was released on the first anniversary, 1 year anniversary of the Crystal Archive's existence on the internet, I've decided that unless I do it more often, I'm going to try and do the podcast on the 8th or 9th of each month. So here is your monthly podcast about Crystal. Now, unfortunately, for this particular episode, it's going to be extremely short because not much has happened in the last few weeks and days, despite great expectations from the Game Developers Conference 2007, but I'll get into that in just a minute. No, actually, I'll get into it right now. I wasn't reading my notes. All right. The GDC, the Game Developers Conference for 2007, has been taking place over the past week from Monday till today. It's ending today on Friday, March the 9th. And before the conference began, many were expecting Super Smash Bros. Brawl to be the main topic of interest, and possibly some information about the new Star Fox Wii title we know to be in development, which I discussed last time. And a few days before the show, I even wrote something about it in the Crystal blog. And I said basically that there were two people making speeches from Nintendo, at least two major speeches from Nintendo at the GDC. And one of them was Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, Donkey Kong, Star Fox, and Zelda. And he was expected to talk about Super Smash Bros. Brawl and Super Mario Galaxy. And I was I was anticipating this event very much until just literally 2 days later, when apparently some major company or some major stockholder in Japan who held maybe, I'm not sure, it was maybe a fourth or a third of Nintendo's stock in the Japanese stock market, basically dropped all their Nintendo stock. And that resulted in Nintendo being in a position where they couldn't really do anything. They gave out a gag order to all of their subordinates saying, do not discuss anything new. We don't want our stock price to rise or fall in the upcoming days or weeks. And I mean, that's because if the stock price falls, well, that's bad for Nintendo. And if the stock price rises, they can't reacquire that stock. That's my reasoning anyway. I'm not sure if be completely false, but either way, they didn't want their stock moving up or down in the wake of this event. So they had to go and give a conference about nothing new. So no one knew exactly how they were going to do, and I just finished watching the Shigeru Miyamoto's press conference, and it was mostly about his personal experience with games and the belief systems he has. His unique vision for making games. And he also talked about his wife and how his wife eventually became a game player, thanks in no small part to the DS and games like Brain Age and now the Wii with Wii Sports. So his wife is now a gamer, so that's good. And but he wasn't really allowed to talk about anything new. One thing of particular interest to me was his discussion on Super Mario 128. You may not know, but I had my first real fan site was actually a site about Super Mario 128, which was originally a tech demo for the GameCube. showing 128 Marios running about on this spherical, circular Monopoly-type board and interacting with each other in real time with all these special effects. It was really awesome, and I need to revive that, redo that site. And I will whenever I get around to redoing my website, my personal Dwight Design website. But anyway, it was shortly after that that Shigeru Miyamoto started mentioning things about an upcoming game concepts called Mario 128. That was the code name. And at the end of his press conference, he explained what that was. He said, "That's the big question I get is whatever happened to that game?" Well, it turns out that some of the game components of Super Mario 128 wound up in Pikmin with the hundreds of interactive characters that can work in as single units or as a group, and other parts of it were revealed in Super Mario Galaxy, the game I've been highly anticipating, and I hope you have been too, where it's a bunch of small planetoids where Mario can travel back and forth and play with gravity in the most wonderful ways, play with gravity and physics like you wouldn't believe. And you introduced another trailer, a new 2-minute long Super Mario Galaxy trailer with that. And that was very interesting to see some of the new levels. It seems like one of them is a basic level where the planetoids are kind of regular, either grass or like physical objects like an apple or some kind of thing you would find around the house, those kind of planetoids. And then another set of planetoids involved basically a lava area. So some of the areas had lava, some of them had high spires and peaks of mountains that he had to go through, and he had to navigate between these fiery planetoids without touching any of them. And it was really cool. You should check out that at the very least. And I might also add that one of the rumors surrounding Super Mario 128, probably 2 years ago when I was last paying attention to it, was that there was going to be a revolutionary system by which the player can rapidly switch between going from 2D to 3D and back again. And I'm happy to say that idea has been fully integrated into the latest Paper Mario series, Super Paper Mario, coming out for the Wii on April 9th. And that game, just recently I found out more about it, and I'm almost as excited about that game now as I am about Super Mario Galaxy. It's just so innovative. It's not an RPG, unlike the previous Paper Marios. It's an interactive, like Super Mario Bros. For NES, you jump on enemies to attack them. And all kinds of puzzles like you wouldn't believe. Check GameTrailers.com to check out some of the great trailers. But anyway, that aside about Mario and how awesome he is, Shigeru Miyamoto was unable to talk about anything significantly new. No new Smash Bros. Characters, no new games announced, nothing talked about and Star Fox related that I heard. And as far as I know, no one on the show floor talked about those games either. So nothing new on the game developers conference front. So I'm really sorry to hear that happening. On the same day that I put something up about the game developers conference on the Crystal blog, I put up something from the latest Nintendo Power, which I had received that day, a couple days before that. And basically the latest issue of Nintendo Power, which according to them is the April issue, it has an entry about Fox McCloud. Every single month, for one character at a time, they've been talking about one individual character that's been announced from Brawl, and they're on their 9th character now. And there's only 10 characters they've revealed so far. The only one left to reveal is Samus before they're going to have to start talking about completely new characters or release the game, one or the other. But for Fox, they had a whole entry, and it says Fox McCloud, the first game appearance was Star Fox for the Super NES, released in 1993. He's known for piloting skill, marksmanship, and animal magnetism, which I guess means the makeup of his team. And his biography says, following in the footsteps of his father James, Fox McCloud is an expert pilot and leader of the Star Fox team. Alongside his teammates Slippy Toad, Falcon Lombardi, and Pepe Hare, Fox earned a reputation as one of the galaxy's most skilled mercenaries by completing numerous seemingly impossible missions, including thwarting the ambitions of the evil Emperor Andross on several separate occasions. Although Fox's main claim to fame was his talent in the cockpit of his R-Wing fighter, his prowess on foot is equally as impressive. As evidenced in his by his mission to Dinosaur Planet, where he met his love and his interest, Crystal. Fox's speed and aptitude with laser rifle make him a ferocious fighter. Excuse me. So there you go. That's the entry on Fox McCloud in Nintendo Power, and it's the image is also available on the Crystal blog. You can read it for yourself. And some of the interesting things I've found about that was that it basically makes no mention whatsoever of Star Fox Assault or Command, which may mean they could skip both of those timelines completely in the next game, or maybe they're just, you know, not really caring. Maybe they're just considering that Star Fox 64 and Star Fox Adventures to be his two highest points in his career. And though I would disagree with that particular assessment, it's a possibility. Anyway, the good thing for us Crystal fans is that it mentions Crystal, and it mentions her in the present tense, as she is his love interest, not she was his love interest. So, I don't believe Nintendo will be abandoning Crystal as a character anytime soon. And her popularity with us and others, even those who are not, who don't consider themselves fans of her, are pretty staggering numbers. So, that's good news. So, some other Star Fox-related news. Star Fox 64, as I mentioned before, is coming out for the Nintendo Wii's Virtual Console, and it has just been re-rated as E for Everyone on the ESRB game rating website. So, Star Fox 64 was rated E for violence, and it's for the Wii. And that's coming out. So, anytime that something's been rated by the ESRB, it's only been a matter of weeks before it came out on the Virtual Console. So we might be able to expect that as early as this Monday, maybe next Monday, but probably no more than a month and a half away. Probably not even that long. So look forward to that, because as far as I'm concerned, Star Fox 64 was the pinnacle of Star Fox's the Star Fox series of games. I like the other games for their individual qualities, but overall, Star Fox 64 was my favorite and one of my top 10 games of all time. So, if you haven't ever played it, or if you did play it but didn't play it enough, download it. It's worth every penny. And it'll probably cost, since the N64 game, it'll cost the equivalent of $10 in Wii points. Okay, the Star Fox, the Crystal Archive fan art list. Related to that, I've received over 100 new ones since last time I updated the list, and I've been posting those fairly consistently on the Crystal blog. So you need to be checking that out. Every time I get 5 or more saved together, I go ahead and make an entry on the Crystal blog so that you can see those in the time between my updates. And I still won't be updating that list until I finish the, or will start and finish the update to the Crystal Archive. Speaking of which, as of today, the perfect layout is not only done, which was before, but now it has already been tweaked. And by the end of the day, it will be completely tested for correctness. It's already pretty much tested, but the only thing left I have to do is make sure that it's valid. Which I've been testing along the way ever since I started creating it, so I shouldn't get any errors, but if I do, they should be minor. So testing it with the W3C's validator, so that's perfectly valid in all my CSS and HTML, and I've made the website. I've been making a website to host the perfect layout website template functional template, as I call it, and that will be going up probably tonight if there's no other unexpected things. I've managed to fix two whole problems today, believe it or not. So that is, and then that will be the official version 1, and from that I can go and make my site and the update to Star Fox Online and the Crystal Archive, which you are all waiting for. And I am going to try my best to do a really spectacular job with that update. And also in that update, I'm going to plan to, in addition to having all the original content probably better organized, and well, I mean, it's pretty well organized now, but I might get some things fixed together. I'm going to try and get some articles I've been meaning to write for a long time. I'm going to go ahead and finish those with the update. And a whole new game, Star Fox Command, came out since the last time I've done any of those pre-shopped images. So I'm going to go through and shop some more from the Star Fox Command renders, and also I've received since then a few additional higher resolution versions of previous images, so I'm going to go back and reshop them too. So that's what you can look forward to in the coming month or two. Some people have been asking me how long it's going to be before I get around to updating the Crystal Archive, and all I can say is I really don't know. If I gave you a time period, it would probably be longer than that. So I mean, optimistically, sometime by the end of April is definitely possible, but if there's one thing I know about website design, something always gets in the way and stopping you from doing what you need to do in time. So finally, before I end this very short edition of the Crystal Archive podcast, I've received an excellent email from someone who goes by Foxbird22. And I will read his email and my response. So here we go. This is from Foxbird22. Hey, Dwight. I just wanted to send you an email to tell you about some comments that I have, namely how much I enjoy everything you've done on the Crystal Archive and Star Fox Online. The podcasts are simply amazing, and I enjoy every single one of them. I would like to stress one thing that you seem to keep making an issue, which is the structure of your podcast. I wouldn't worry about having a script or using too many fillers. I think it's perfectly fine to use fillers like and having pauses to remember something you planned on saying. Other than that, the podcasts are highly entertaining and informative. Keep them coming. Regarding the Crystal Archive website, I'm looking forward to the new layout that you are planning on doing, and I hope to see it soon. I do have one suggestion that you might consider concerning the fan art, but this might not be possible because of bandwidth limitations or something like that. Would it be possible to make a page of thumbnails of art rather than just links and titles? I would like to have it. I think it would make it easier to browse the art that way. Also, I really liked your joke page on when you get a 404. It says, "Oh snap, Crystal lost your page. Bad Crystal, no biscuit." That was funny. Concerning fanfiction stories, I have one recommendation that you might consider adding to your list of Crystal Central-centered stories. And that one is Star Fox G-Wing Call to Arms by SF Ghost. His story, even if not completely centered around Crystal, is a great story and is worthy of as much attention as it can get. Also, I would like to recommend my own story, Sudden Invasion. It is the prologue of my story to come, A Collision of Worlds. It will be centered around Crystal and Serenia, so look for it when I publish it. Of course, I look forward to future chapters of your story as well. And now, on to a couple of Star Fox questions I have for you. I'm not sure if you can find these things out or not, but I'm curious nonetheless. First, I've heard that Nintendo is planning on making a Star Fox game for the Wii, and when it's released, it will also be available for the GameCube? Second, has Nintendo confirmed Crystal being in Super Smash Bros. Brawl yet, and will the game be available for the GameCube? I was wondering about these things because I currently have a GameCube, and unfortunately, can't afford a Wii, as much as I want one. Thanks again for everything you've done, Dwight. I'm looking forward for more updates to the Crystal Archive and Star Fox Online, more podcasts, and of course, the future chapters of your story. Foxbird 22. Well, and this was my response to Mr. Foxbird. Thank you for your message. I will try not to make a big deal about the script in the next podcast. I'm planning on doing another one probably next weekend, but unless they talk about Brawl at the GDC, I won't have much to say. Obviously, as I've just explained. Unfortunately, there's no way I can legally put the thumbnails on my site, because that would be copying art rather than just linking to it. Copying that art is technically illegal, but linking to it is perfectly legal and widely accepted. I'm glad you liked the 404 page. Not many people see that, so I'm glad when someone does and sees examples of my unusual sense of humor. And by the way, people, if you want to see that, that's the 404 page. That's what happens whenever you go to a page and it's you try and go to a page that does not exist. And you can just do that by going to crystal.dwightdesign.com/enteryourname.html, and it'll take you to, because there is no page called enter your name or whatever your name is. So try that. And you can also find a link to it in the sitemap page.
I'll send those fanfics to my fanfiction reviewer. I haven't heard from him lately. It may be a good while before we get any of those reviews up. I really should work on my fanfic, but it seems like I never have any time. And I've sent an email to Rowan France about this. I haven't sent him these new fictions because I'm more concerned about finding out where he is. And I'm not really going to send him any more fictions until I'm sure that he's still doing fiction reviews. And I haven't heard from him in a couple months, so we'll see about that. As for my fanfiction, well, shoot, I've got all this other stuff, these websites I've been doing so much recently. I don't plan on abandoning the fiction at all, and I have more and more ideas for it all the time. I just haven't gotten around to sitting down and writing it. So maybe, I don't know, shortly after the Crystal Archive version 3 update, where I change everything on the site, maybe sometime after that I'll finally get around to writing more chapters for my fanfic. And the last thing I said to him was, as far as I know, after Twilight Princess, no games released on the Wii will be released on the GameCube. Originally, Super Paper Mario was going to be a dual launch, but it's no longer. It's only going to be available for the Wii. There's always the possibility that that will occur, but I doubt it will happen. Save your money and buy a Wii. It's worth it. Sincerely, Dwight House. So that's my response to Mr. Foxbird22's email. Thank you very much. I did ask him in a following email if I could read his email directly on the podcast, and he said, sure, that's great. As long as you recommend my fanfics, he said. But so there you go. That's the message from Foxbird. And thus ends this episode of the Crystal Archive podcast, episode number 7. Sorry it's so short. But hopefully you gotten your crystal fix for this month, and keep paying attention to the crystal blog. That's where I'm keeping fan art updated and my progress on the perfect layout / crystal archive redesign project updated. So check that out. Go to Crystal Archive and send me your emails, comments, and suggestions for this podcast and everything else. Oh, and your questions too, if I didn't say that already. And I look forward to replying and hearing from you all. So, have a great day. I think I'm going to go and take a walk outside. It's a beautiful day outside. This has been the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 7. I'm Dwight House, signing off.